coming right on the line. Just a moment. Sir.
Okay. Can you give it? Okay.
Mr. Bauer, don't say anything. It's just started. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hello?
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah?
We have been now, tonight, to both sides, and by the use of very strenuous verbal measures with the loyalist military, we have a bargain. We want you to know that they have, in effect, said that we are taking the responsibility, this is what they said to die, that they accept the fact that we have the power to do so, that they themselves will accept it. They cannot vouch for their forces. There is a sadness on their side, which is shared by many of us. The fact remains that within the terms, basic terms, stated and worked out over the last 3 days, we are in a position now to go ahead. And while we differ in our enthusiasm, I think it's fair to say that that is our basic recommendation. It is certainly mine. We have a number of specific things which I propose to say to Mr. G within the next half hour, not in a way that will engage him in a lot of negotiation with some of the people he has to be careful about, but in a way which I hope will engage him to you, in return for which I will say that while these things are going on, he can expect you to move in the two directions which Mr. Davidson discussed with you this afternoon with respect to troops and assistance. The most important thing I will get clear to him is that just as we have defended the sea, we expect him now to work continuously on the no, and that we will be with him, and that he will be with us, and that we will be watching this in all its manifestations in terms of internal political activity, in terms of attempts to worm into the bureaucracy, in terms of the party relations, and indeed across the board. We have no doubt of his good faith, but his skill and energy are another matter. We will press very hard for both public and real public attitudes and real performance with respect to an outbreak of vengeance which we expect to appear primarily from what are now the rebels, but also in individual cases of revenge from the other side. I don't know how to describe to you the levels of personal hatred we've encountered as we've gone around to the different factions in recent days. We want both his posture to be and our practice to be that we are going to protect individuals whose lives in this sense are in vengeful danger. This may involve us, it will involve us, in asking General Palmer to offer local asylum, which he's already doing, and also in our offering asylum within the United States, possibly by special waivers under the immigration laws in language which Tom and Tony will be talking about and may get back to you very shortly. We will be expecting to press also for the maximum inter-American force presence in terms of inter-American relations, at least in scope and size, for as long as is needed. We think it will be some time. We expect to press for maximum OAS participation within inter-American law, which means essentially observation of the referendum. This is something which will help us with the soldiers with whom Cy has been talking. Am I going too fast?
No.
We expect to press for OAS participation in the announcement. We are considering now at what time to turn around the chicken-livered lazy bones who went home this afternoon because they wouldn't believe us. We hope to wake them up at the hour that's most inconvenient for them. We will plead for magnanimity in public expression toward those who have held temporary roles on both sides. This is something which we need very much for those who feel that, or will feel more and more when the thing comes out, that we have merely used them in a stopgap role. Finally, or next to last, we will reinforce him in a conviction which he has expressed to me at least 6 times, that the most important practical task of the government is to find ways to bring arms in out of the hands of the civilians into the hands of authority, and that we share this view and that our means will be available to him. We're inclined to think that in the first stages, people may be much more ready to give their weapons to General Palmer than to any other Dominican. And in later stages, there may be a matter of bounty in which we would be willing to, take into account. We will stress to him what I am sure he will understand, because it has been the spirit of our discussions for the last 3 days, that everything that we are asking of within the terms of what we have understood, and that everything we are able to do for him will necessarily be related to continued performance, so that we enter into a continuing partnership in which their dependence upon us becomes the stimulus to their doing what we hope and believe and urge needs to be done. This conversation, I believe, will have about 80% success in specifics, and 90% success in attitude, and I think it will then lead us on to the practical matter of how we announce it, and who says what, and at what time during the next 24 hours. But before we move to that, I would like to ask you if this basic line of argument and operation is satisfactory to you.
Yes, it sounds all right. What did you agree on the Army?
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you, sir.
What did you agree on for the Army? The name we gave?
We agreed on the young man whom we were checking this afternoon. JLS.
Yeah. All right. Are you all pretty well satisfied on all these people so far as the second part of our slogan's concerned?
As far as the no, yes, we are satisfied about all three of them. But I should tell you that there are some other people whom I did not mention. One other thing we wish to do, which is to arrange to have the most hated men on both sides go on agreeable military assignments outside the country. And a couple of those, if we can work it, will be bad hats. But I can't be sure that this will be done in the first day or so. There are people whom we have to be watchful of. This is known by Mr. G. But there is a problem of timing here on which I cannot give guarantee. But the public names and the official responsibilities which we have agreed to are without exception clean as far as we know.
What did you do on the top minister?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
On the top minister?
We couldn't get it. We have not. I have tried very hard to get them to reconsider that because it would help a lot. And I don't exclude that down the road he may want to make an appointment of his own in that area.
You mean Mr. G will hold that?
But actually no one will hold it. Constitution, that familiar document, makes him the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
He thus avoids being in the position that Reed Cabral was of holding the office, which was very unpopular with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of subtlety that I'll explain to you another time.
Yeah.
Now, our notion of the announcement, if you're ready to move on to that,
yes,
is that the best agency for it, from our point of view, is the OAS. But that within a very few minutes of that announcement, there should be concurrent announcements, and my guess is that they may come earlier, from JB, if we can get it, and those conversations, as far as we know, are still going on, from the other B.
Yeah.
And, of course, from Washington, at whatever level seems appropriate to you. I will be sending a cable tonight on the substantive items that I would hope you would consider for any such statement. Most important one is the statement with respect to troops, which we discussed this afternoon. I do not believe that I am going to need to play the card of money, and Tony Solomon's advice is that it would be wiser, in practical terms, to mention no sum.
That's what
I think I would advise against
That's what I've been saying.
The when of this, if we agree that the OAS should be in the act, turns on when we can get them back here. They are just tucking their toes in their Washington embassies after flying back, by guess. And I think that it's going to be hard to get them back here, but we will set Mora to work on it within the next hour.
There's
also a problem of the negotiations in Puerto Rico, and there is a problem of whether the thing will keep here once I go and see this man and tell him that, in effect, there is a handshake between you and him, because he is in communication with those with whom he is making a cabinet, and while he himself is discreet, he has a number of people whose sense of security is about equal to that of the leading members of the ADA, whom they resemble in other ways, too.
What has the general said that is so better?
Ours?
Yeah, did Abe, Cy satisfy him?
Our own general?
Yeah.
Our own general has not watched all the political side. He understands, I think, it fully.
No. I mean, Embert.
We have not finally driven this home with him. That conversation is one for Tom. We think it will be very difficult, but Tom believes he can do it.
How do you know you got a bargain?
Because he is not the primary party to the bargain, Mr. President. The primary party to the bargain are the loyalist chiefs of staff. They own the real forces. But I agree with you that this conversation is unfinished business. I think I might put Tom on the line to explain that to you, because he's been handling that side of the street.
He's been making...
Hold the line one moment.
He's been making... Wait just a minute. He's been making some pretty tough statements, hasn't he?
And we can't a bit assure that he will say he likes it. I think we are in a position to say that he won't prevent it.
Who has done your leaking down there? The embassy?
Mr. President, this is Tom.
Yeah.
I thought, I would go over and talk to Mr. I tonight if this package looks all right to you. There are certain risks in it. We cannot predict with great accuracy what the armed forces will do. We can't predict the degree of stability we'll get over the next few months, but we think this is the best deal that can be arranged.
How does it look to you?
How does it look to me?
Right.
Well, I recommend it.
When you precede it with a well, it makes me think you less than...
I recommend it wholeheartedly. I want to underscore what Max said, that the hatred here is almost ancestral and the most savage that I have ever seen. On all sides, and you're just not going to have peace and harmony in my tenement.